Welcome back to another episode of Mish Mashi Mahlash Podcast. I'm your host Abdo. Today is a very special episode because you're gonna come along with me on a journey, both literally and metaphorically. It's for this episode. Alright, sorry, Milloel, for a very shitty audio quality. مخلص عندكم سامن. I'm recording this outside my house at like 12:30 under 20 ساعة before my flight. My flight where, do you ask? Well, my flight to Japan. I'll be leaving Morocco and I'll be going to Japan to continue my studies في الماسترز إتو. More importantly, make fucking content, baby. I'm making this a fucking gold farm, bro. I'm making this a gold farm. Okay. كاين غا ردت فيها صديق الياباني على حلوة الغريبية وردت فيها صديق الياباني على العرس المغربي. That type of shit, you know. This episode is you coming along with me to see and follow me في journey جالي from Morocco to Japan. Yeah, I recorded this a little bit early. قبل تما نبداو البروسيدور كاملة. Alright. It is under 24 hours. It's about the it's before I take my train to Gaza. So this will be the last time that I see everyone. no friends, neither family, and I'm taking my time. You know, I remember seeing a TikTok that said that, you know, the day before you leave or the nights before you leave, everything is going to change. You're going to look at your country, your city difference, blah, blah, blah. And can I just say, that was a load of bullshit. I think that was a lie. I don't think I'm, it is true. I've went out and tested it myself. I looked at my city for 2 days straight and nothing changed, I guess. Maybe I don't have the atmosphere, you know, artistic view or whatever. But I think it's more of the people in the city that you would start looking at differently and like reassessing your time rather than the city itself. Because it will always be there. Well, Umar Lik is with largest capitalism businesses. So you're just looking forward to capitalism. But that was me fulfilling the quote of capitalism for this episode. It doesn't go unnoticed. It's a continuous effort with capitalism every episode. But yeah, I think next update is going to be at the airport itself. Ghaliban. And man, it's so cold. It's actually very cold. I feel very cold. I don't know why. I have enough entertainment for sure. I go on the airplane. You know, I downloaded so many YouTube videos, so many podcast episodes. But I hope those are enough. If not, I have to watch a movie. I have to watch a series. No hate to the friends that are listening. I will watch Shogun. Trust. But yeah, it's I'm cold. I'm emotionally on the edge, and I know if I shall be there probably even more when things get overwhelming, and it feels different. So I'll catch up to you if I'm on the airplane. No, not the airplane, the airport. I don't think I can record on the airplane. So in a sheet, so like the bathroom, but yeah, خلاص. So first and foremost, apologies for the audio. Pretty sure it's very loud. It's very monotone, just we have thoughts. I can already see the graph, spectrograph, the thoughts. It sounds pretty bad. Not gonna lie. You can hopefully post editing app to know how to do this. When coming at you live from the airplane, the first airplane. Woohoo! It's a little rough takeoff, little rough thingies, you know. The airport staff, perfecto, so nice, very kind, very nice. I was laughing with them, dudes when you're
made me remove my boots, but then made me redo my boots because that was weird. But yeah, very nice staff. Went on the airplane. Guy went for a motorcycle ride. He was not taking off the airplane, bro. He was driving a car. We drove for runaway for like runaway Kanye West. Whoa, he drove for runaway for like 10 minutes, bro, and not even a single takeoff. He was driving a car, and we took off. All right, in the airplane, what is there to review? Seating, pretty narrow, pretty whatever, you know. It's a bit tight. Can't complain with it. Got space, got all of it. We got the food. The food gets a bias, less because we're up like 11,000 kilometers from the west, so it's pretty rough when it comes to your taste buds. They're not functioning for me, so the food is kind of like, if it's good, if it's like passable, that's like low, and you'll be like, oh my, it's good, whatever. So you give it a pass, like a 6 out of 10. It's good. Got enough entertainment. Find out that they have a charging cable for my phone, so I can watch YouTube and goon on my YouTube camera blades. But we're good. First flight, 7 hours. Currently over dead middle of the Mediterranean Sea. And along our passenger group are a bunch of women from Mauritania going on a pilgrimage, which is good. But they are kind of a dead weight to carry because they have to, everything has to be facilitated towards them. That's fine. Who am I to judge? I can't be a judge. I'm perfect. I can't judge, you know? Yeah, but this is the second update coming from mid-airplane. If you go on my Instagram, you'll probably see the pictures of the food that was served. Pretty mediocre. But, خلاص, can't do. Dehydrated. But we bomb. That's about it. Second update at the airport. Ola at the second airplane.
Coming at you live from the Qatar airport. I've had one of the worst flights in my life, and it is my first flight, so I have no idea how the fuck is it my worst flight ever. But I did, because that's how life works. Sheets to Tlomana, like a bunch of women from Mauritania, which is, you know, I'm not one to judge, really, you know. I don't mind, but I'm talking to every boarding gate, like I'm in the water or something, and that was just rough. Now, they were on the plane, they were so loud. It was incredibly loud. I had to ask the air attendant to get them, like, hey, bro, like, please, can you tell them to shut up? Because they are being so fucking loud. And they're like inconsiderate. They're being so inconsiderate. Anywho, apart from that, the food, as I've mentioned before, was alright. On the way on this airport, I've made a Chinese friend. I do not know his name, but he told me to come to Chengdu and he'll offer me food. So, next up on the trip is Chengdu, I guess. Anywho, I'm going to meet some of my other friends who are equally going to Japan, and I think have a decent time, probably. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Oh yeah, and it also hit me that I can't go back. If I ever decided to say, like, hey, fuck yeah, I want to go back, I'm sick, I'm tired, I can't. I just realized really that is how things are. So it kind of dawns on me, like, damn, if I wanted to go back home into the safety of my own home, I can't. Like, it's so far, which is frustrating. I think that's part of growing up, or part of knowing life and stuff. But to each his own. De nada, you know? Welcome back to Rabat, which is the loudest place possible to record a video. So this joke is over. This joke is actually over. And welcome back to another check-in, coming at you live from the the hotel which I stayed at. I've just checked out.
and I had to carry my luggage. طلع الفوق صابين كيلو two luggages up and down for maybe three floors. بدي I can't tell you, but that was super fucking tiring. They don't have an elevator, so good luck. I did it. Okay, man, that's it. But essentially, yeah, three floors, something. Okay, what I like, but it was pretty rough. But it's okay. It's okay. Anywho, I've had time to marinate, shishia, in my sfar, and I kind of came up with a few things. I don't know, I forgot if I checked in on, if I did a little check-in for Qatar when I was on the Qatar Airways line. Maybe not, maybe yes, I don't know. But just in case, I will tell you about it. But first of all, I want to say, I did watch three movies, which is very, very, very special. As you know, I am not a person who likes to watch movies or TV series, which is fine. I prefer YouTube videos because I'm a little bit of a Gen Z millennial myself, a little Gen Z, Gen Alpha type of person. But I watched three movies, and those movies were The Menu, the horror movie, The Menu. It was good. I see why it's good. It's like a comment on art to consumerism, which is good. Which is good. Not to say it is bad, it's good. And then we also have Blade Runner. Blade Runner was good. I watched it. I got the message. I kind of didn't care about it all. Instead, all I did was go and say, was see the meme movies, the meme stuff. And then I was like, oh, okay, that's about it. And then we have Barbie. I didn't watch it. I snoozed out, bro. I did not watch Barbie. I snoozed out 10 minutes, 20 minutes in. I was out, bro. It's because when we went on the Qatar Airways flight, at that point, I have been pretty sleepy, tired, EP, dehydrated, and hungry. So, when I got on the plane, my appetite was closed up. I couldn't eat. My appetite was so dumb. And because of the flights and change of gravity, like, very frequently happening, my stomach was like full of gases, and it just kept on like the full flight. I feel like prop, prop, not in like a bad way, but more of like you can feel the buildup on your stomach, you know. And then afterwards, I think I slept it off. Yeah, the flight was 9 hours long from Qatar to Japan. It was 9 hours long, but I slept most of it. I slept like 4 or 5 hours, and then when I woke up, I found that 2 hours are left to go home. Then I was like, okay, so I just entertained myself with the Blade Runner and some YouTube videos as well, which is fine, I think. Anywho, now, then we move on into the when I got to the airports. Now, when I got to the airports, first we went to the Japanese airports, it went smoothly. I went and got my immigration, got my card, got the kishikamil. But then afterwards, my SIM, I picked up a SIM, like, I reserved one. And I wanted to, like, go and pick up the SIM and start using it. Turns out, mine did not work. I don't know why, but I didn't have a PIN code. The thing, like, kept asking me for a PIN code. And I'm like, I don't have a PIN. What am I supposed to do? So I messaged the support company, and I'm waiting on the reply so I can finally have a phone number. I just bought a data plan to listen to gas away from Dina, essentially. That's not it. No. If 12 or 13 hours are not enough, I had to take another bus and then two other trains to get to the city where I'm supposed to be at, where my hotel is at. I rode a bus for 90 minutes, and then I rode a train and then another train. And let me tell you, for the train, I did the big oopsie. Because I was relying on Google Maps to help me, right? And this train is like the Shinkansen, it's like the bullet train, deja vu. And the seats are reserved, right? But no, I buy the tickets, like the station tickets, thinking that's fine. Thinking like, oh, okay, that would be fine. I can just use this and go in. But no, turns out you have to buy station ticket and the bullet train tickets, which is a little bit crazy. Not gonna lie, it is a little bit
crazy because I was confused. So I went to the guy, to the person like in the station. I was like, please help me, bro. I have no idea where I'm going because I was so overwhelmed and I was tired. And the guy's like, oh, this is the last train. You can't buy. Maybe come back tomorrow. And like broken English. It's like, oh, the last train. You can't buy it. No, not enough time. Then I'm like, but please, bro, I need to get on this train. If I don't, I have to stay up in the morning somewhere else. And it's just a big mess. This other guy comes in. I think it's his manager. He tells me to pay like a small ticket, like 150 yen tickets, which is like, let's say, dram or a bad dram, probably. It's not that much. And what happens is that he tells me to go to the bullet train. Then you enter. I had no ticket and I have two big luggages and all of the seats are reserved. So my anxiety was out of the fucking roof. He tells me to just go to this train, and then when the guy comes or like the girl comes, you can just pay it. And I hop on the train, zero ticket, zero idea, and worried that I might get arrested because I committed a crime. I go on the train, super anxious, way too anxious. I pull up, I hop in, and then I ended up doing, I was like, and then I ended up, the girl comes, the conductor, she comes up, she's like, where's your ticket? I'm like, oh, I don't have it. I pull up Google Translate, I explain the situation, and then she's like, oh, okay, we can fix it. She starts like tapping some stuff. She gives me one ticket. I'm like, okay, is this enough? Is it enough for the two trains? Because I have to catch another train afterwards. She's like, oh no, that's not enough. So she's like, we keep going back and forth for like 10 minutes on this train. Luckily it was empty because it was the last train, so it was fine. But it was this packed train. And she was like, oh, okay, okay, so I miss. And then I ended up paying like 500 dirhams taqriban worth of tickets and a little fee because I made an oopsie. Anywho, I went in, I was giga tired, I was super tired, and then I sit on the train. I went to the hotel, I finally reached my hotel. I tell you, I took the biggest fucking shower in my life, bro. I am telling you, I took a big ass shower because, broski, I was so tired, bro. I was incredibly tired. I needed that shower, bro. I did the shower, got it all, and I woke up. Woke up, I'm like, damn, oh, I'm actually in Japan. That's kind of crazy when you think about it. I'm like, wait, this doesn't feel like home. What if I wanted to visit home? Then I got this super anxiety mode where I was like, oh, if I want to go home, I have to take like a big ass train and I have to pay like 10,000 dirhams just to go back home, and home is super far. But what if I miss it and I want to visit the people? I miss it. I want to visit the people back. And it's like, no, you can't because it's far. It was that issue, but because it was like a big ass anxiety attack. It's not a panic attack, just anxious about it. It's like a little PTSD thingy happening. I finished it, woke up, I was like, okay, you know what? It has been 24 hours since I ate. I did not eat at the Qatar airline. I was so, my appetite was none, so I rejected all the meals that they gave me. And then for the water bottle, it was like, just give me water. Just keep on giving me one. So I woke up, I realized, oh, I'm kind of hungry. I go down to the nearest convenience store, buy my breakfast. When I tell you that the onigiri, which is the rice ball, the tuna mayo rice ball, bro, that shit hit me like a truck, bro. It's so good. I know I'm propagating the stereotype, gel. Oh, think. Don't care. Think, but in Japan. Wow, so good. It's to me that I was like, oh my god, I don't want to play, but that onigiri was really good. It was really good. And then afterwards, I got a little melon pan. It's called melon bread. It doesn't taste like melon. It's just shaped like one. That's why it's called melon pan. Look it up on Google. You'll find it. That was pretty disappointing. It was like a 5 out of 10 or a 4 out of 10. It's pretty rough. It's like a croissant and you add a little burnt sugar on the top to caramelize it. And it's like pretty bad. It's doughy. It's dry. It's do not recommend. That's about it for this checkup. And I think the next time that I will check up on you or keep you updated will be when, will probably be the last checkup, I'm pretty sure. And once again, I apologize for this episode. I know it's not like me to apologize. It's, you know, this host can do nothing wrong. But I do like to apologize because this episode will be pretty messy and pretty rough. I am working with no script here. I am literally just spitballing everything out, hounding out. So try to keep it more relatable, and also try to get it at a decent time, like for Juma. And today, according to Japan time, is Wednesday. So it's pretty rough, pretty rough. Gamers, we are so back. I'm currently recording this a few days after Akher audio, after Akher checkup. That audio was on Wednesday. Uliuma, I'm pretty sure, is Friday. So there has been like a day, you know, to settle in, to do stuff. I'll start from the beginning. The taxi ride to my university. It's gonna be luggage. I couldn't take any other transportation. It's غالية, by the way. Like, holy shit, bro. I has need taxi دني من وسط المدينة حتى الجامعة, which is like 10 kilometers or 9 kilometers max. تقامت عليها 300 ولا 250 درهم. It's crazy. It's actually crazy. But apart from that, I got to talking with the taxi driver with my limited Japanese. It's good. It's good. Got to talking. Got to doing. I then moved on into the university. And the check-in for the city may be 10. So I was just killing time, and it was kind of raining, so I was afterwards, I moved on into the dorms. I had very, 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 very low expectations, but turns out, you know, they're pretty clean, they're pretty cool, they're well equipped. Holy shit, bro, the bidet, yeah, Japan, oh my God, bro, I get the hype. I used to be a non-believer, but Deva, I get the hype so much. It's so good. It is so, so fucking good. Afterwards, I met my roommates. I have two. One is Chinese, one is Korean, and they are also equally nice. They were very friendly, they were very helpful. It was very nice. And then I started unpacking. Unpacking took quite some time. Menkadushi, I was pretty struggling. It's at this point, you keep in mind, at that point, I didn't have anything. So whatever the dorm, like my room or the dorms came with, that's what I had. So I was kind of like, and I had two big ass luggages. So it took me like 3 hours or 4 hours to unpack. To stay organized, because I love staying organized, and I find it very difficult when I see other people unorganized. I get bothered. But it's okay, it's something I need to work on, because everyone needs to live how they want. What else? I got to see my first sakura tree. Holy shit, it's all right, the thing about sakura, whatnot, I feel like a lot of people hype them up. Like, if I saw it in real life, I was like, oh, okay, that's a sakura. Okay, that's cool, I guess. It's not as brain-taking or as awe as I thought it would be. But that's fine. And I got to do orientation. Bro, they put me in a room, like one single room. A rubber room with rats. They put me in one room, bro. I go in, there's like 5 or 6 other people from the staff or Japanese people to like go with me. I go in, and like there's the professor, and there's like a tutor, Hidayah, and there's like the staff responsible person, the coordinator, relationship, and then there's like 2 other people. I was so overwhelmed, and they were like, each one's like doing their own thing, and like, for me. But in the end, I went in for orientation regarding my Japanese language courses, but they ended up giving me like a piss test, and they were like, oh, you kind of need to do this, like, okay, that. And I'm like, all right bro, let me just process one single thing at a time. I go in, okay, I finish that, I go in, go back to my room, go back to my dorms. I realized Bleedu University has free electrical bikes to rent. I know, I'm equally as amazed as you. You can rent an electrical bike for free in my dorm. So you can go like to do like grocery shopping or whatever. When I tell you how useful this is, it's actually crazy. It is actually crazy. All right, ignore that. You did not hear that. When I tell you how cool that is, oh my God, I used it so much. Well, I finished that day, and then I went to the supermarket to buy stuff like that. My room did not come with a pillow, bro. It came with this small-ass pillow, which is like dog shit. It's just like so small. And afterwards, I got lost at the supermarket because I could not read any of the directions. And I just tried to look at products and be like, oh, is this what I'm looking for or is this not what I'm looking for? It was kind of frustrating. But it's okay. I got my shit, went on a bike, went uphill again, and the ride of the bike, oh my God, it's so cool. It's so good. It's so cool. حل لك الانيميز كيف يقول لك ديال كيف بقى تشوف ذاك البايك رايد في cities, في town side وكذا. It is really like that. I swear to God, it is exactly like that. It's so cool. It's so good. So okay, afterwards, I finished all my shopping for the room, which took شوية time, and I settled in. Today was the first day after settling in. يعني بالضبط. I finally got some good sleep. I got to sleep 7 or 8 hours, in contrast to the 4 out of 3 hours that I have been sleeping for the past 3 days. يعني. I also got my Wi-Fi working, my SIM card working, and I feel like I'm on a roll. I'm like, I'm balling right now. Downside. The downside that you came in, who and the Japanese people are kind of like fake nice, and also انطوائيين, if that makes sense. Like, they are fake nice. Like, if you're chill with them, they will try their hardest to be like helpful and help you kada. Well, can you can tell, but it's like, I'm not sure if this is my anxiety, but like my insecurity or whatever, but I feel like I'm always intruding and I'm like can kill from shi haja li they shouldn't do, if that makes sense. So keep قادك اللعبان. I'm like, ah, okay, I get that you're trying to be nice, but also you don't have to do this. But they're also fake nice because they're like, you know, they're trying to be helpful. They tell you some compliments and you can tell, but they don't mean it. But that's, I'm like, okay, bro, it's okay. And also, they are, these gamers are also انطوائيين. Bro, I'm trying to be like helpful, say hi, كامل, كذا. They just choose not to interact. They acknowledge you with the eye contact and then they continue. It's like, okay, I'm not gonna talk to this foreigner, this gaijin, this baka gaijin. I'm not gonna talk to this gaijin. And it ends up like being a rough situation because you're like, man, oh man, I wanna talk to you, but like also you're kind of like in your culture kind of thing. But that's alright. That's fine. Apart from that, Japanese food is very bland. It lacks spices. But I tried to make a tajin diajesh. So that's why I went to the supermarket and I got some olives, olive oil, potatoes, green peppers, like shikamen. Turns out, the potatoes in Japan are so different. They're like, they're sweeter, and they are tougher. It takes like so much more time to cook, so it's a bit rougher to cook. It was a bit rough to cook the tajin, but your boy persevered. I had the tajin, come on bro. I persevered. But that's about it for my for this podcast, man. I'm going to be apart from the astonishing amount of support the people shared on social media, they were like, you need to start sharing, we want to watch your vlogs, we want to watch Hedik. Apart from that, I am actually motivated to do like some sort of content, whether it be it short stories or marra TikTok. I will try to do it. I think man al waqt is going to happen. I just need to get used to the fact of using like your phone to record, to the camera, blah blah blah. Like she can, I will make it happen. I will, and that's a promise. Yes, that is a promise. Me, gamers, gooners, and edgers, I hope you enjoyed that episode. Jal mishmashi mahlesh. I know the audio clips in this episode are very questionable.
oh, I'm not going to apologize. You have to deal with it. I recorded this entire episode through my phone. Oh, I'm not used to recording audio through my phone. I only record it through the podcast microphone because we are professionals. So let's just hope Editing Abdo can make it look sound pretty good in post-treatment del podcast. But gamers, I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you did, share it with a friend, maybe, if they're curious as well. And if you want to stay up to date with my Japan escapade journey, like she can, then follow me on Instagram, Abdonejam, at ABDONEJAM, or follow me on TikTok for the same username as well, Abdonejam. I think I'll be posting more on Instagram and TikTok rather than YouTube. But until next time, see you.